Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, October the 26th, 2014. Now we're going to continue with the teachings for the month of October. We're going to continue with the signs of the zodiac in the Virgo and Libra. I want to try to get through Virgo and Libra for this session in October. Now, sisters and brothers, we also want to tie some loose ends and make a correction. This Virgo sign, the sign of the Virgin, the sign that teaches us of the original virgin birth, immaculate conception, the womb of the universe, the womb of Nanette, the womb of Mother, Holy Spirit, all descriptions of that sacred divine feminine aspect of Yahuwah. When you deal with the word, now watch this, sisters and brothers, as things come to me. Now, we enter into Leo before Virgo. That is so interesting. The symbol, the hieroglyphic symbol, picture symbol of Leo is a squiggly line which looks like a serpent, or more exactly looks or resembles the seed of life, the germ of life that is called sperm. Now, Leo is in front of Virgo. The symbol of Leo is sperm. And this is righteous anatomy. That reality is in front of the Virgin, Virgo. Then you move into Libra. What are we talking about? You see, we're using humanistic symbols and words to understand that which is beyond physical. The real virgin birth, immaculate conception, is this original birth that took place without the aid of any human being. When you see Jesus, Yahushua, in the New Testament, in St. John chapter 3, speaking of being born again, research those words. I'll go into that scripture at another time and go into these words in detail, but I just want to mention it. The word born again, the words born again, you have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. You have to be born of water and born of spirit. The word spirit in the Old Testament is feminine. They changed it when they got to the European Greek, no argument. We proved that over and over again. Holy Spirit is our mother. The word born again and being born again, it tells you children begotten of the Father and born of women. So this spiritual birth takes place because of the unity of the sacred and divine masculine with the sacred and divine feminine. Nicodemus said, oh, you mean to be born again through my physical mother? No. We're talking about that same womb that Job was speaking of in the book of Job, chapter 1, around verse 21, where he says, naked came I forth from the womb of my mother, and naked shall I return thither. Not the physical mother, but the spiritual mother, Mother Holy Spirit, womb of Nonet, that houses the waters of Nun, born of water, born of spirit. In the Greek, the word water is masculine, and when you trace it, it has to do with dripping, the words that have to do with drip and drop. Because the fixtures of the universe, all of the material universe, are the waters of Nun in different vibrating frequencies, therefore giving each portion of the waters of Nun a different physical property because of vibration and frequency. But all of the fixtures, material universe, are the waters of Nun. So now the waters of Nun, coming like the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, in the zodiac sign of Leo, and the word of the Almighty is that seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, that was expanded into all of the manifestations and fixtures of the universe. So the word, we want to understand how we are to be born again, born of water, born of the spirit, the seed of life, germ of life, is likened unto the word of the Almighty Yahuwah, the Father masculine aspect, in that the word emits from the sacred divine masculine of Yahuwah, the Almighty Father aspect of Yahuwah, and enters into the sacred divine ear, which is like a sacred divine vaginal tract, making our minds the womb. And this birth in our consciousness is a virgin birth that takes place beyond the power of any human being, that is exactly and likened unto the original birth and original virgin birth and immaculate conception that all of us came from, in that Jeremiah 1:5, we were all alive before our physical incarnation. The Almighty knew us, and we knew the Almighty, and were receiving instruction before we were formed in the wombs of our physical mothers, which is before consummation, so before the physical. We were all alive in the womb of Nonet and the waters of Nun. And so when we are born again, we go back spiritually, mentally, morally, consciously into those original waters. That's Leo. And then we enter into the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, the womb of Nonet, that is described here in the zodiac sign of Virgo, the Virgin. Why the Virgin? Because when you check the definitions of Immaculate Conception and Virgin, it means no human being had control over this. And so this is what Yahushua Jesus is speaking of. Be born of the waters of Nun. Be born of the womb of Nonet, Mother Holy Spirit. The waters of Nun, peaceful, tranquil, orderly, no boundary, no barrier, all at one, all peaceful, in the waters of noon and the womb of Nanet. And so in this sign of Virgo, we want to be craftsmen. We want to be experts. We want to be able to critique the system and critique ourselves. Because when you check the zodiac and you flip the zodiac and adjust it so that Leo is approximately where the 9 o'clock is, and Aquarius is approximately just below 3 o'clock, but you want to reverse the 3 o'clock to the 6 o'clock so that the clock moves in a counterclockwise, so that we can look at Cancer in Leo as that borderline down into the lower regions of the clock. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. The way the clock is now, you have Leo and Cancer below the equator of the clock, moving up towards the 12 in the dial. I want to reverse it and have Leo and Cancer moving down toward from the 3 to the 6 if you invert the clock, so that the hand is moving down. Because when you check how the seasons operate, we're moving down into the fall of mankind. And in this fall of mankind, we are able to see our faults, to see our shortcomings, to see our sins, and to see the violation of self and the violation of self outside of self. Meaning, if I do my sister and brother hurt and harm, I am violating the self outside of myself, and violating the Almighty, and violating the universe. So in the fall of man and woman, which is what we see in the Genesis, where you have the serpent comes, and this is the seed of life, germ of life, misused by the system in causing us to think that we are not who we really are, and offering a false substitute to get us to where we think we should be when we already were that. Meaning, we are the children of the Almighty, and it is the duty of the wicked ruling class to make us to think that we are not who we are. Say, if you be the Son of God, if you be the daughter of God, if you be children of the Most High. We are children of the Most High. We are of the same substance as the Most High. We think it not robbery to be equal with God, but we entered into a pact with the Almighty that if we would have a body prepared for us by the Almighty, we would take off glory and step into the physical realm to do the will of the Almighty in the physical realm. We would come into the human existence and we would learn of ourselves, learn of our faults, learn of our sins, learn of our shortcomings, and then learn of the strength that we have to overcome all our faults, sins, and shortcomings. And collectively, we would progress the human family into absolute total liberation. So this is what we are coming to understand. When we look at Leo, whose symbol is the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, and when we look at the process of being born again, having to be born virgin birth, immaculate conception, so that we can overcome all of these shortcomings and all of these faults. And the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, the symbol of Leo, is the 14th number alphabet, 14th alphabet letter in the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet system called Num. When you check the alphabet system of the African Hebrew Israelite nation, number 13 is Mem, short for Memphis. Number 14 is Num, and the symbol is the seed of life. Let me make sure. Oh, I gotta take my time. I can't rush. It's so much to say and so little time to say it. Oh, come on, Hebrew alphabet. Let me see. Yes. Mem, short for Memphis, the 13th letter in the African Hebrew Israelite alphabet. The symbol there is water. And chaos and mighty and blood. All of this having to do with the building blocks of the universe and the building blocks of human existence, physical existence. The 14th is Num, and the symbol is the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. And the picture is the seed, as we just said. And to continue, an heir and son. And I'm going to say daughter as well, because the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, called the poto by the African Dogon, was depicted in Africa, Dogon, as masculine and feminine, because that child that is born in the physical can be either masculine or feminine. And so this science of the zodiac, teaching us of birth, rebirth, and resurrection, the cycle of life, and how we are to be born of the water, born of the waters of Num, and also born of the spirit, which is the virgin birth, which is Virgo, which is Mother Holy Spirit. Now, in this Virgo sign, we must be exact. We must be intelligent. We must be methodical. And so with that in mind, let me make a correction and tie a loose end. Now, I stated last time concerning the Ebola virus, I was listening to Coast to Coast AM with George Noory, October the 8th, 2014 edition, with Steve Quayle as the guest. And Steve Quayle was attempting to teach us, and he did a fabulous job. I'm the one that made the mistake, that this Ebola virus is a weaponized version created by scientists to eliminate peoples off the earth. And you know that we have talked over and over again about the eugenics program created by the wicked ruling class and families as eugenicists, philosophy, ideology. They're thinking that you and I, who are the poor working class masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian peoples of the earth, the wicked, they have a philosophy that all of us are genetically inferior to their, the wicked ruling class and families, genetic superiority. Therefore, they have implemented the philosophy of eugenics into their system to justify the elimination of millions of people off the earth. And those who are not eliminated, they, the wicked ruling class, want to absolutely control all of those that remain. So, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, eugenics practiced on the masses of the people enslaved, colonized, and exploited. Those that were not killed in various types of concentration camps, those that remained alive were absolutely controlled by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. By the time you get to 18th century, you have the House of Rothschild emerging. By the time you get to the 19th century, the House of Rothschild control all slavery, exploitation of people and land. And by the time you get to the 20th century, whereas black, brown, red, and yellow were suffering death after death after death because of the wicked ruling class and families, then you have, in the turnover between the 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, or 19th century to 20th century, the philosophy grew to include poor working class Caucasian people. Now poor working class Caucasian people are deemed equally genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class and families. And so they implemented World War I and World War II to begin exterminating and destroying poor working class Caucasian life. So you come all the way up into these days and times and the creation of diseases purposefully to wipe out populations. And so Brother Steve Quayle on the George Noory program, Coast to Coast AM, October the 8th, 2014 edition, wanted us to know that this Ebola virus is not real Ebola. And this Ebola virus, or I should start with the real Ebola causes hemorrhaging, bleeding from all orifices. Whereas this Ebola strain hybrid does not cause bleeding from all your orifices. And according to Steve Quayle, this explains why when Brother Duncan was delivered to the hospital, I believe in Dallas, that no one was wearing any protective gear. So I want to correct that mistake and exactly say what Brother Steve Quayle was trying to get us to understand. But continuing with Ebola, listening to all manner of information, listening to Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan, 19th anniversary of the Million Man March held in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, in which he stated that patents were taken out on the virus. You mean you can take patents on a virus and apparently there's an antidote? If you have the patent, you create the virus, you create the antidote. Brother Minister Farrakhan letting us know that this is high-level manipulation. I was listening to the Alex Jones show, I believe it was the Tuesday, October the 21st edition. Francis Boyle, who in times past worked in the government, in which he was able to see and understand biological warfare, biological weaponry, and he was stating that this is a hybrid weaponized disease created to wipe out populations. And he was talking about the various schools, I think it was Tulane, various schools and various agencies like Doctors Without Borders, and I believe the United Nations and the intelligence community conducting experiments that maybe got out of hand or straight up purposeful, and the destruction of life coming from creation of disease and creation of experiments and participation of various agencies. Then I was listening to Dr. Phil Valentine on the Underground Railroad Net.org program. And Dr. Phil Valentine further connected more information with this. He began to talk about, if you look at the three nations in which Ebola broke out, you might say, manifested, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. These three nations are tied to colonialism, slavery, exploitation. Liberia, colonized by America. Sierra Leone, former colony of Britain. Guinea, former colony of France. And so Dr. Phil began to say, okay, three nations colonized formally by three European and European descendant power nations. Dr. Phil began to say, okay, disease breaks out. What's the response? Send troops. And this point was also made by Francis Boyle, I believe it was. You don't send troops to help people. You send troops to take land, kill, and secure land that was taken. That's the purpose for sending troops into an area. So Dr. Phil began to say, you need to do the research on resources and minerals that are available in those regions and territories. Now, I remember personally in the early 2000s that there was much investigation, experimentation, research being conducted in West Africa to see whether or not there were oil deposits in West Africa, because the Middle East is so volatile and maybe the oil will run out. The wicked powers, Europe and America, those who are the technocrats in government working on behalf of the wicked ruling class and families, House of Rothschild, etc., began to do research in West Africa. They found oil. We know they know about diamonds and gold and copper and coltan, etc., etc., but they found oil in West Africa. And let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.